I am composer Jacob Banks, and for the River Cities reader, here is a guide to my new composition for orchestra, Rock Island Line, commissioned by the Quad City Symphony in memory of Ruth Evelyn, Isidore, and Judith Katz. This is my train chord, which I manipulate throughout the A section. First, I combine the chord with another version of itself, and then you'll hear the two chords go back and forth a little bit. And this will be supported by motor rhythms in the strings. Next, I take the train chord and I transpose it down a half step, put it in the vibes like this, and add a really mysterious cello solo. Listen for lots of changing texture around the cello solo, which lasts for a long time. After a somewhat sad-sounding interlude, a totally different kind of chord signals that change is in the air. These four chords repeat over and over, speeding up each time and building momentum. Then the train chord again, plus its alter ego, played really loudly, leads to a lot of tension. Then finally, this is my river chord. It governs the B section like the train chord governed the A section. B, which is about 4 minutes into the piece, begins with four large sections based on four transpositions of the river chord. So if you could play these 2 or 3 minutes of the piece in fast motion, they'd sound something like this. A major feature of the B section is that woodwind solos are constantly interrupting. So the first interruption is a bassoon solo, energetic and intense, using these six pitches in various combinations. Now the accompaniment uses these pitches, and there's actually no overlap between the two. So you have all 12 pitches of the chromatic scale, but they're not overlapping in any way. Now the bassoon solo gets interrupted by another version of the river chord. And after that, the flute solo interrupts in the same way that the bassoon solo did. The flute solo, which is energetic and intense, just like the bassoon solo, uses these pitches in various combinations, while the accompaniment uses the same pitches that the bassoon used in its solo. Then the river chord interrupts again. And then it's time for a little change. I bring it way down, and I have a very slow lyrical oboe solo with this kind of chord accompanying it. This, again, is a very different kind of sound. It's actually what we call a whole tone sound because it's built from a scale that uses only whole steps. Here's the whole tone scale. If you like Debussy's music, you've probably heard the whole tone scale before. After that oboe solo, I break off part of the river chord to build a jazz progression to accompany a Bix Beiderbecke style solo. The Bix solo builds up into kind of a climax, and then all of a sudden, the cello interrupts again. And what I have here is a crazy multi-layered pileup. The instruments enter as independent groups and start creating a whole bunch of chaos. So for about a minute and a half, you'll just hear things pile on top of each other. Until finally, I have the first quote of the famous blues song, Rock Island Line, come in the trombones. The next three sections don't look like much on the graph, but this is where all the excitement and tension is building. The general progression sounds like this. You'll know that section is over when you have a full statement of Rock Island Line in the trombones. ¶¶ everyone else goes crazy with the opening train chord. Finally, everything climaxes up to the same kind of chord we heard in the oboe solo, but this time shrieking in the highest register. And a low B flat to bring the piece to a close.